Hello, this is Tammy Graham. I'm speaking today with Niebel Bjor. Niebel is a Sudanese refugee currently living in Dolores, Colorado, where she teaches at Dolores High School. Niebel has a new children's book, My Beautiful Colors, a refugee story, which is due to be released this spring. Niebel was a year old when Sudan entered its second civil war. At 5 years old, she was torn from her Sudanese home and sent to an Ethiopian refugee camp. At the age of 8, she walked over 1,000 miles seeking refuge and stability from the war. 38 years later, Niebel now teaches high school students in Dolores, Colorado, inspiring children and giving them the strength to persevere through their own struggles. Thanks so much, Niebel, for joining me today. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Your story is truly one of overcoming adversity and in ways that most Americans just could not relate to or comprehend, honestly. You and your family were able to immigrate to the United States in 1995. Tell us a little bit about that journey of immigrating from such a war-torn country and region and how you ended up teaching high school in Dolores, Colorado, of all places.
Honestly, 38 years ago, if you had asked me if I'd be in Dolores today, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. In fact, I wouldn't have been able to tell you if there was a world outside of the world that I knew at the time when I lived with my grandmother in the village called Wenyal before the Civil War broke out. Obviously, in 1983, I had already been a year and at the time, my mother was taking care of me and my two oldest siblings. My dad had been working as an accountant for the Sudanese government at the time. But all of that had to stop. My mother had to stop being a stay-at-home mom. My dad had to stop working as an accountant and became a soldier. And suddenly, I've had to live with my grandmother for some time, for over 4 years before I've had to relocate to the Ethiopian refugee camp named Itang at the time. And for me, this experience of having to leave my grandmother was the most devastating for me as a child. And then suddenly we were in another country, Kenya. We had walked there from Ethiopia. There was no stability at the time. And I came to question why. Why is it that human beings will choose to kill each other over simple things such as religion and skin color? And it's what I was experiencing at the time. I was experiencing what's called the Arab apartheid, which the world really never knew about. And the world was not aware of what was going on in Sudan at the time.
So then your family was probably quite fortunate in being able to immigrate, to come to the United States. You landed in Dallas, correct?
Yes, we did. We landed in Dallas. We moved to Dallas from Kenya. The vetting process took over 4 years. So we spent some time in the refugee camp and some time in a refugee settlement in Nairobi, Kenya, before we relocated to Dallas in 1995.
And then you found your way to Dolores. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Absolutely, yeah. So prior to Dolores, I was actually in Longmont, Colorado. And Longmont is where I started my teaching career as a special education teacher. I found myself there working a little bit too hard, and I just needed to move to a smaller town to have a smaller caseload. And being that I was learning how to be a special education teacher, I needed my job not to be overwhelming. I needed to have room for improvement. I wasn't quite ready to quit teaching special education yet, just after 2 years. So what I did at the time was quit my job without any backup whatsoever. I resigned from my job and began applying on Indeed.com, and Dolores was the first school that saw my application and decided to call me. I interviewed over Skype, and the following day I was given the job. But I actually did not accept the job at first because, as we all know, in rural locations, they don't pay teachers as well. And one of the reasons I turned the job down at first was because of the pay at the time. And then the principal convinced me to move here. I did a little bit of research in terms of the location. And I decided I'd move here. Dolores is a beautiful town, beautiful mountain town. And I actually came to find out that the people are great. Before I moved here, I was told that it would be a redneck town. And I wasn't really sure of the term and what it meant. I had my own opinion that perhaps being a redneck means you're racist, and that scared me a little bit, but I still decided that I would do my own research and moved here to find out what exactly the term redneck meant, and if in fact people here were great people. And my experience so far has been that people in the Southwest are good people. And I've also come to find out that there are way more Native Americans in this area. I was not used to seeing Native Americans in the Denver area. So it has been great to see more people, more Natives in this area. And I'm hoping to get to know more Natives in the near future. If you know anyone out there looking for a friend from Africa, I'm always looking to make new friends.
That's great. Love yeah. that. So, Niebel, you've been working on and are about to release a new children's book titled My Beautiful Colors, A Refugee Story. What motivated you to write this book?
You know, originally the name of this book was Black is Beautiful. It came to me after an experience. When I lived in Dallas, where I started teaching as a substitute teacher, I had this experience where three high school boys saw me in the hallway and proceeded to laugh at me. And I was also in the process of writing my refugee memoir. And at the time, I didn't think that I would really hit hard on colorism and skin color. It bothered me. I felt like the world needed to be taught about colors and just to nurture myself and to remind myself of how beautiful I am in spite of my dark skin. I started writing about how Black is beautiful, and then decided that this wasn't the route that I wanted to take because Black isn't the only color that exists in the world. And I thought at the time that I should write more about colors in general. And I picked up a pen that had different colors such as green and red. It's this big pen. I don't know if you've seen one of those, but yeah, you press on it and and you have a different color. And so I decided I'm going to start writing about green, and I'm going to metaphorically use this color to talk about how I would want to live my life using colors to describe emotions, in other words, but also tying it into my refugee story. I was thinking of a way to fit that into my memoir until a friend advised me that it would make better sense if I wrote it as a separate book for children.
Wonderful. And it's coming out this spring, is that correct? Sometime this spring?
Yes, it is. It is coming out this spring.
Well, we'd love to have you out to KSUT sometime this spring when things start opening up again, and maybe do a live reading on the air from your new book, My Beautiful Colors, A Refugee Story. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, Neobol, before we wrap up?
I cannot think of anything else to share right now. I can always be reached for speaking opportunities. However, I speak to school children. I tell my refugee story all over the state of Colorado. So if there are any teachers out there listening that would like to have someone come to their school and tell an inspirational refugee story to their students, my story is motivational. My story will help children persevere and continue on the path toward a higher education. I honestly believe that if someone can come from a war-torn country and move to the United States and obtain her college degree, that there's no reason any child in this country shouldn't pursue a higher degree.
Well, Neobol, you have just an amazing story, and you're an amazing person. And I just want to say thank you for all the gifts that you share to our little corner of Southwest Colorado. And congratulations on your new book. I can't wait to order it. And we hope to have you on the air sometime, maybe this spring, for a reading of that book. I've been speaking with Neobol Bjor, who lives in Dolores, Colorado. She's a high school teacher, a Sudanese refugee. She's releasing her first children's book, My Beautiful Colors, A Refugee Story, this spring. Thanks so much, Neobol.
Thank you so much for having me.